Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This show was previously recorded.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
And roll handyman show. My name is Buddy. I'm going to be here until noon making all kinds of noise on the radio and having a good time. That's what we intend to do more than anything. Lance on the other side of the glass. Good morning, Lance.
What's up, Cheaperoni?
Man, just weekends here. And it's beautiful outside.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Man, it really
is. Hopefully it'll stay that way. A lot of baseball being played today.
Sure is.
A lot of cooking out, I'm sure, and people gathering together.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of folks that'll be congregating in the right field area of Pete Taylor Park, the Roost out there. It looked a lot of fun last night up until it didn't. You know, they ended up losing that one.
Yeah.
In Starkville, though, it'll be crazy again. They'll have amazing crowds and food popping out every which way. And, you know,
it's amazing.
I miss the days, though, when you could look out there and you could see the handyman work of about half the fans.
Yeah.
Bringing in the jalopies and the trucks with the the makeshift stadiums on it, and then the grills. Oh, there's nothing. Now, I love the way it looks now. Don't get me wrong, but I played there when it was
the tailgate party.
The tailgate party, and
big time.
The greatest fans. And look, I'm an Ole Miss guy. Played there, love our fans. We have a great stadium. There would be about 500 to 1,000 people at our games, and we had a handful that would be out under the pine trees in left field back before it was fancy. But we had a great stadium. And we were kind of building up a little bit when I played. State was one of the inventors of college baseball, basically, is what we know today.
Yeah, that's right.
And I grew up going to their camps and idolized Ron Polk. And when they had the old green bleachers,
right.
There was no stadium there. So I feel invested a little bit into State success because I've seen it grow and watched it and was part of it. Those camps when, you know, that was just such a cool thing. And then I remember going back and they had built this stadium, this concrete marvel, and you're like, wow.
Yeah, really.
But playing there in the 90s and experiencing the camaraderie of the fans toward the other team,
yeah,
the hospitality, I mean they were just wonderful people, and I always just loved the creativity out there.
Well, going to any kind of state organization like baseball, like Ole Miss and Mississippi State and Southern or any of the big Jackson State, any of those, it's like it's so different than what I where I grew up with. Baseball wasn't the big thing that it is down here. It happened. I mean, it did happen, but it certainly wasn't the big thing that it is down here.
It's more of the thing that I love about the fan side of it is that there's so much just kind of hanging around.
Yeah.
It's not a sport with a clock on it. Well, there used to not be. There's pitch clocks and stuff. But it can go on all day or all night, like last night with Ole Miss to 1:30 in the morning.
What, 14?
Thank you, Perez. He is such a great guy.
Was he here until 1:30?
He was. I texted him at 1:30, and I'm like, oh, man. We had a little quick interaction.
What kept him awake?
He is a saint and a trooper, but so you know, this time of year you just kind of have to get it done. There's only 3 weeks left of it, but like I said, much respect to Ole Miss and pulling that one off. State taking care of business, and Southern's kind of got to get back in the winning sphere today. But there'll be a lot of fun had, a lot of blue smoke coming out of grills.
For sure. I'm not grilling today, so or I may not be grilling this weekend. I don't know. Might grill next week sometime.
I'm going to live vicariously through our fans. Yeah. I may go get something quick and just be envious of them. So we'll see, but how is everything going for you? I know that it's been rainy and wet. Is there anything going on around the house that
I've had it's like been a chore to get my lawn mowed. So I do it in sections. And the last two or three days been pretty nice. So in the morning I've gotten out there like at 9 o'clock and mowed a section of it and just about have it all done. So, yeah, going really well with that as far as that's concerned.
I've seen some beautiful fences go up in the last couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah, I love watching a new fence.
Yeah.
With non-dog-eared, you have the caps on it. And yeah. I saw one the other day coming down Spillway, which is a – you have scenic over to your left
yeah.
as you're going toward 471. And somebody did the horizontal boards.
Sure.
Which it looked really good.
Sure.
And I haven't seen that. You know, most of it's always vertical, up and down, capped. But this one was done in a horizontal setting. Huh. And I thought it looked really, really quality job. So whoever did that, great work. I've seen it in progress for the last few weeks.
I wonder if the horizontal is going to be as durable as the stand-up type.
Not sure. I guess as long as – I mean, I've built a bunch of the vertical ones.
Yeah.
And I'm fascinated with the hog-wired capped, you know, the fence too, but yeah. that really looked cool. It almost has like a Japanese or an Asian kind yeah. of feel to it, yeah. and very impressed. It looked great. So hopefully the durability. I guess if you brace it up, it in the same kind of concept, you know.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think about how those slats go across, and mm-hmm. there's no support in them. Well, they might be. They might have a. They might
Could
be built
on the back side.
Yeah, it might be built a little different, so it might have a support.
Might have a vertical support yeah. structure on the other side, but it looked good. I was impressed, though.
I haven't seen one like that. I'll have to go.
I love the creativity, though. You know, and, a quality job.
Somebody said, "Let's do something different.
Let's do something quality, and
hopefully they did it right.
It looked great. I've seen it several times. I've looked hard too, so it looked really well done. I love a fence, though. When you know the wooden fence, the cedars, you know, use all that good wood, and I mean, it's just such a beautiful thing. As soon as you get it built, and then you go, "Oh God, I've got to keep this thing up. I got to keep it looking this good."
Look out, Lance is inspecting.
Yo, I always. I drive around all the time. And I love looking around and seeing what people are doing.
Yeah, me too.
And one of my favorites is the pole barn.
Yeah,
you see a new
man.
One get popped up, and I love those.
You know what's really fascinating me lately is people used to want to build a sunroom on the back of their house, and that's sort of died down a good bit because people now want to have an outdoor kitchen of sorts, and they want to have a roof over it or a pergola over it with a closing top, so it, or even a canvas top so that it can stay relatively dry. But the better ones all have a wooden roof structure over them that is really a huge, huge structure. So, and a lot of people want that so that they can go outside and enjoy during just about any weather and enjoy being out in their outside kitchens.
I'm a big fan of the outside, as you are.
Yeah.
I spend 90% of my time at home outside on the patio. Doesn't matter what the weather is.
I don't have an outside kitchen, though.
No, I don't have a kitchen out there. I'm good at ordering food and yeah. picking it up. But no, I the grill and all that, I'd like to get that set up a little more formalized to,
yeah.
as you say, more updated to the kind of items we're seeing today out there.
Man.
But I do have the fire pit and have, yeah. you know, nice umbrellas and all that. But no, I'd much rather have the permanent A-frame structure.
Yeah.
You can sit under, have good furniture. It just kind of keeps getting wet and mildewy, and it's always a constant battle with the elements when you don't have that exactly the way you want it.
Right.
Especially here.
I've been to a lot of houses that have that A-frame roof over it and a lot of overhang. You can sit under there. It doesn't matter which way the rain is blowing. You're going to be safe and sound and like it as well. It works really, really well.
There's some really – I saw some great deals on Amazon, and I'm not sure about Temu. That's, you know, coming from China, and I'm sure a lot of Amazon products do as well. But they had some sales on some of the gazebos and A-frame type gazebos,
yeah.
and they look—I mean, they're basically kits.
Right.
You know, they send it to you as is, and you put it together like it's IKEA furniture, I guess.
Sure.
But I'm going to throw that out there. If anybody's been doing any of those lately, or purchased something,
man.
Whether it being a kit or you've done it yourself or at a professional job. Love to see that. Please
send us a text with a picture on board. Our text line is 601-879-4395. And we just love to see your pictures and see what's going on in your life. And where are you going to spend your day out on your outdoor kitchen?
Where are you going to spend your money today? The big box stores? Or are you going to go into Rebel Ace Hardware? Where are you going shopping?
You know what's intrigued me, and I want an answer on this from either our listeners or maybe even you know about it. But I saw on television, of course, advertising on television is unbelievable. But at any rate, this Aquanix, and it's what it is, a hose attachment that actually has two or three valves inside, and because of the way they're set up, it acts as a pressure washer. And they say, according to the commercial, that it does the same job as a pressure washer would do. My question is, does it have the pounds per square inch? I don't know. Is it strong? I don't know. But I'd sure like to know, particularly if anybody has one, are they working really, really as well as they show on TV? Because on TV, they're looking like they'll do the job.
I've never found anything. I mean, I guess I could say I've ordered a few things. They never really seem to be what you see on TV.
Yeah.
So anything that actually is, yeah, I want to know about it, because I'm not sure how they're getting away with truth in advertising. Because
right,
it seems if it's done over the internet, it's a lot easier to make boastful claims.
Right.
But if it's done like with, say, what we do on normal broadcasting,
sure,
conduits, whether it be Hulu or radio or what, it seems that you're under the FCC regulations. You got to be truthful.
You got to be truthful, for
but
sure.
But there is a lot of stuff that I'm really curious about as well. I've seen that commercial 100 times.
And they talk about it being the greatest thing,
yeah,
on the earth.
I'm,
I mean,
curious.
No longer will you need a pressure washer, according to it.
That's what they say.
And
I'm curious, yeah.
I mean, if you, to me, it'd be a wonderful tool if that indeed works that way. It works like they say that it does. Which also brings up the same thing that I asked about a few weeks ago, and that's that, what is it, bullshot product. I still don't have, they show that it works extremely well, and I'm wondering, does it really work that well? Oh, well, those are questions that, hey, anybody want to jump on board, do so.
Yeah, give us some advice on some of these things. We've highlighted tools and things like that before, but I'm curious what our listeners, what they're buying. Because my dad was one of those that he would buy whatever was on the infomercials back in the 80s.
Yeah.
He had some junk, buddy, let me tell you. Every now and again, something would be okay.
Yeah.
But there's so many more products now that,
well,
it's hard to verify, and you don't see them in stores.
The thing is, out of 10 products, how many of them are really what they say they are? Probably, if I had to guess, a pretty small percentage. And that's just a, yeah, guesstimate.
So it helps us if you share with us, hey, I bought a lemon and it was the worst thing ever,
yeah,
or it was, hey, wow, it actually was up to the billing.
Yeah.
Allows us to share that information with others out,
that's
there,
right,
in the same position we're all in, like going, is this stuff any good?
Man, if you can put an attachment on your 3/4-inch hose and have it doing everything that a pressure washer does, hey, why have a $400 pressure washer and have to store it and have to worry about the water and the gas and the electricity and the, you know, that's,
mark me down.
Yeah, mark me down. That's right. Write me down. I can handle it. Hey, coming up at 10:25, Tony Arpino with Atlas Foundation is going to be on the phone with us, and we'll talk to him about it. And our music segment today is going to focus on what's happening next weekend at Cathead Jam, and we'll have a guest on board with that as well, and we'll tell you about that when the time comes. But you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here on Super Talk Mississippi. And I've been receiving these remodel magazines a lot lately. And I had to beg for them and tell them that I was a radio host and I should get a free copy.
Of course you should.
And so finally I started getting these free copies, and I went, oh, okay, it's working. But at any rate, looking through one of them, I'm particularly impressed by this, the Zip Wall. It's a dust barrier, and it can cover an entire room, or it can cover a section of your house, or just a doorway. But it's a heavy-duty plastic with dust poles that have, I think they go 8 foot, 10 foot, and 14 foot high. And the dust poles come with it, heavy-duty zippers, and also a double-sided tape so that you can also get it in and out. Just you can use the zip wall to check out just a doorway. Matter of fact, if you're interested in looking at it, check out zipwall.net and look at what they have to offer. And it does look like looks like a pretty good deal to me, and not enough of them are being used.
And what is this for? Would it be while you're remodeling need to separate the house and seal it off?
Exactly. So that when you're dusting or when you may be sheetrocking some things and have to dust the sheetrock off. Well, if you don't have a zip wall or something to stop that dust, it's going to get all over the house. There's no way to prevent that because it gets in your heating system and cooling system and just blows everywhere. But
it makes total sense. I mean, like I had a barrier between a door, which was a screen type, and it had the double-sided tape. You line the interior of the door, then you put a Velcro attachment to it.
Right.
And then you pop in the screen, which is Velcroed to the other side.
Right.
And it had a kind of a weight system, you know, where it would clip
well,
in.
Well, that's kind of how this
is. It's more of a Visqueen.
Very similar, but it's a heavy-duty Visqueen. And it's reusable. They say you can use it over and over and over again for many different reasons.
As long as your dog doesn't run through it.
Well,
mine did that about 10 times.
There's a split in there where there's an area they're supposed to come in. But
that's the way these work, too, same way. And it's so funny when
they don't recognize us. That wall's fine. I can get through there.
I mean, I watched Halt blow through that thing so many times, thinking that the door was open.
Oh, yeah. All you need to do is put a bird on the other side.
Yeah, oh, no. That's 100%. But, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I like zip walls. And check it out on zipwall.net, and you'll find out a whole lot more about what zip wall can do. And they're available at all the big box home centers. Revel Hardware, I think, has zip walls as well. So any place you go, you can get them pretty easily. And I recommend you do something like that. It's not a bad idea. Zip walls sound to me like a really good idea. So that's something I would look into because they work everywhere and do everything you want them to do. Well, most toilets end up leaking sooner or later, and in doing so, they use an awful lot of water. But most toilets that leak are leaking because the flapper, which is actually in the water closet down at the bottom, which actually shuts the water off, doesn't fit any longer. Flappers can get warped and bent out of shape, or they can hit water minerals and get bent out of shape. There's a whole bunch of reasons why flappers tend to go bad. Generally speaking, they last a pretty good while, but occasionally you're going to need to replace them. Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Take a short break. We'll be right back with Tony Arpino with Atlas Foundation. Don't you go away.
Lord, can't I see? Great and mom coming back to me. Great and mom, where you been so long?
Right here in our backyard, sellers trust Purple Wave Auction to move their equipment, from excavators and ag equipment to trucks and specialty trailers. Our no-reserve online auctions help local sellers turn iron into opportunity. You get a dedicated territory manager who knows your operation, your market, and your timeline. Backed by nationwide buyer demand, local service, national reach, real results. See why more sellers choose Purple Wave. Visit purplewave.com to get started today.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice.
Tune into Under the Hood, and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and
at Kagan.
This show was previously recorded.
What's different about us? I don't really know. No matter how I try, I just can't make a cry.
trying to do that. Don't play me in my game. You may be a little harder. Y'all end up just the same.
Never break. Never break it, ever. All right, we'll get to Tony in just a minute. I've got a text that just came in from Nathan, and he said one time he ordered some lures, on fishing lures, that he was very surprised at how good they were. But everything else that he's ever ordered, like he ordered a reel one time, and he was fishing with it, and he said the second time he used it, broke.
Yeah. And the bottom of the lake.
A lot of that stuff is just, that's what it is.
I actually got a great walking stick. I ordered it during the holidays. It was like $50. It was on sale. Yeah. Had multiple different attachments to it. Had a knife screw in and fishing line and all kind of stuff. And I was like, you know, I doubt this is any good. Yeah. And I ordered it, and it came in finally about 2 weeks later, and it was amazing. Dude, and I loved the thing. It made out of exactly what they said, but it was just hard to believe it. But that's one item. Everybody got the one.
Yeah, everybody got the one. All right. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. Good morning, Tony. How are you today?
Very good. But I usually try to see you when it's too cold or too wet, and now it's too sunny. So it's just
well, what are you going to do? But you might as well sit home and enjoy it.
Well, but I know folks are maybe in their recreation property this weekend, or in their backyard, in a little courtyard, and as you know, that's my claim to fame is being neat and portable.
Yeah,
where I'm trying to get involved. I'll call them plants that are taller than people, whether that be a crepe myrtle or a tree or what I call your neighbor's tree, 60 feet away.
Yeah.
That is drying out the soils. And then I'm trying to get what I call bridge builder depths, which is not in the first 6 feet, just so you'll know. That's many foundation companies basically stop at 6 feet. And geologically, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So the property will lift, the brick home will lift, but then the weight of the brick home will push the repair in the ground.
Yeah. And so because it's really not bridge depth, so it
right.
So underneath it is kind of spongy, if you will.
Well, like I was picking at your last trip, I said everybody forgets why telephone poles lean. It's not there's any weight. It's that they take and I've done it my very first foundation repair years ago. I got a telephone pole truck and did a foundation repair. But the reason telephone poles lean is they're working on surface soils. Now, if you fall in that hole, it's deep enough, but geologically it's not deep enough. And so many repairs stop at the depth of a telephone pole. And then you ask yourself, why is that telephone pole leaning if it's not carrying any weight?
Yeah,
you know, because it's sitting in the soft surface soils.
Yeah, it's sitting in the soil. Our soil here, as you know better than anybody, the soils in Mississippi are just really, really weird. I mean, we have all sorts of soils here in Mississippi, from up near Memphis and down near the coast. But Tony you work the entire state of Mississippi and work a lot on slab foundations and can help people with problems that they may have with them.
Right, and then usually if someone can give me the scope of the work, hopefully it's the worst corner.
Sure.
In actual feet, then I can basically pretty close give them a phone estimate over the phone. If they tell me, you know, this is a simple corner and it's 16 feet by 12 feet and it's,
yes,
you know, drop down an inch or bricks are breaking on two faces and that type thing.
Sure.
And then, in fact, let me give me that 800 number.
Yeah, please do.
It's 800-256-1010. One more time. 800-256-1010. And then what I've run into many times that I remember in the last few I've quoted, the family did not know their repair was failing. She knew where it was fixed.
Right.
But she, and I'm saying, well, this door, this front door, as I may have told you, she said, well, I'm having to lift the doorknob to get my deadbolt to work, my external door. And I said, well, and she's saying where she had it fixed. I said, well, the building weight, the single story, has pushed your repair in the ground.
Right.
And so the public believes, well, if I wrote that check, it's been solved. And they don't visualize that another one, he had already had his fireplace jacked up. And I'm saying, well, what is this? And he says, well, I was wondering what was causing these other problems. Well, the weight of the fireplace pushed the repair back down.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to get folks who say, well, I've spent that money. Surely it's fixed, you know. And it's, and then historically, when I started in business years ago, many folks were honest enough to give a 2-year warranty. Then when I came in with the factory backup and $1 billion fact, you know, longer period, you know, then that was my focus. But the honest folks knew to give a 2-year warranty or a relifting fee after 2 years.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The public didn't understand, well, surely it'll last longer than two. And then when the public says, well, I'm not fooling with that 2-year fellow, and then I'll say, well, would you rather hire somebody who's not honest with you? You know, so.
Yeah, really. You know. And that's the same thing we were talking about with the ads on TV. They're not honest. Right. They don't tell you the whole entire truth. And that's so important. But my question to you is, there's a lot of people now that are claiming they'll fix your foundation and they won't do it with concrete and they'll just, but their system isn't the same. How does a customer tell the difference between what you're going to do and what a,
just ask them what the materials are made of. Real simple. Cause I like these folks, I was telling them when I was talking to my medico, she knew how much she paid, but she didn't know what she got or when she got another estimate. I said, was a nice salesman, but what was the material?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, why didn't you ask him what the material was made of? And some will use what I call dollar blocks, $1.17 each.
Yeah.
People try selling to me. And some folks will use a product that we invented. We've been around since 1912, our factory. So they'll use a product we invented, but they're using it in the wrong application.
Right.
So then, and like I've told folks, I'm not saying I didn't lift my brick mailbox with it.
Sure.
But I'm not lifting brick homes with it.
Yeah.
And the public will say, well, he's cheaper. Well, sure. We manufacture that product. And if I put less money in the ground, I'm cheaper. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's for the wrong application, and the public doesn't know it's for the wrong application. Or when I say, well, so someone says, well, I did this, they went down 6 feet. Then I'm asking, well, why do the bricks keep opening and closing regardless of the time of year?
Right.
Well, that means the bricks are moving the repair. You know, even though it was lifted, it's still changing depending on the time of year.
Sure.
And so we're trying to go down to a different strata that bridge builders use. But remember, everybody, I don't drive on the grass. So there's a joke in there somewhere. If I don't drive on the grass, how am I able to go deeper? If someone's telling you that there's something in the ground in 6 feet. So I have to get folks to scratch their head a little bit and use some of their high school science.
Yeah.
And remember, I've talked once about trees drinking water, as we've established.
Sure.
Your neighbor's trees. It'll dry the sponge and let the footing drop. And so, as you gather, my claim to fame is to not stop the shrubbery and or trees from drinking. It's to be supporting beneath their influence. And we talked once before about what I call losing control of the outcome.
Right.
As I've told you, my millionaire friend who's known me for 30 years, he turned it over to third parties who in turn turned it other third parties. So I had to put twice as many supports as I wanted to. And if he would just call me direct, we would have fixed it. But once I have to please third parties with his money.
Yeah.
The public doesn't quite understand that and if we need fellow technical people to get involved, get me involved, and we'll work backwards. Because once they tie my hands,
yeah,
then I have to do what third parties say.
Yeah, that, it's hard to work with more than one person like that when you get other parties involved in any project at all that people are doing.
And remember, this is handheld equipment.
Yeah.
That means I can work behind the shrubs. I can work behind the sprinkler system. No backhoes. No, how do I phrase that? Someone showing up with a trailer-mounted machine
right.
that they're trying to get into your back courtyard.
They're not going to mess up your lawn. Nah.
Whether having to take down fences or heavy loads on your driveway or concrete trucks on your driveway, and you know, things that just I knew as a 12-year-old not to do.
Well, so. Did you just say a little while ago that you've been around since 1912?
No, but our factory has.
Okay.
We manufacture for the electric companies coast to coast.
What people really need to understand is when you go up and down the interstate, bridges go to what's called bridge depth so that they won't shrink anymore. Well, that's the same system that Tony would use in making sure that your foundation doesn't sink anymore.
Right. And it's tested. Remember I joked with you, I took my soils class under a Vicksburg colonel. Structural soils and so you're trying to land on something that bridge piling, and I joke with folks, you know, especially church ladies, as I call it, with church committees. I said, well, we can't get on that interstate bridge. It's been there longer than 10 years, you know. So it's just so the bridge piling are individually tested for more than what all the 18-wheelers above it.
Right, you know? Sure. Question came through on the text machine, said, it's John. John asked, he said he laid a sidewalk, but now there's a gap between the ground and the cement, and he wants to know how he should fill it.
Tell him to buy some children's play sand. You know, like 60 pound, 80 pound,
yeah,
and just pile it up and wash, you know, the garden hose.
Huh. And that'll do it.
Yeah. And then when that's gone, add some more play sand, and it'll then time work its way under.
Tony, you made it too easy.
Yeah, you can get that at Rebel Ace. I just bought 10 bags of it just the other day.
For the same reason?
My pH. Buddy, buddy, my PhD wife tells me that's why I don't have any money. I tell people how to fix their own problems. You know, it's like,
yeah, really. Well, I'm good. I'm glad that you answered that. That's a very good idea.
You don't want to use anything clayish or farmlandish soil.
Yeah,
you know, clays or silts. So you're trying to use something that will act as a filter.
Right. And that in the sand actually lets water just filter through it.
Right. Act as a filter and then gradually seal that underneath. Because there are some hocus-pocus stuff. And I may have told you, my wife and I bought a technique for, you know, what I call four states. We bought in under the patents.
Right.
But now everybody and his brother is doing it, and they don't understand that anything working on surface soils, when the surface soils move, so does the product. You know, I'm going to hit that very lightly. But that's now you gather why I try to go with handheld equipment builder depths. And hand-carried equipment, no backhoes, no concrete trucks.
And also the time factor is important, too, because you're in and out in a day or two, and a lot of foundation repair people will be there for weeks sometimes.
Well, it's almost sometimes the opposite. I can be there longer because I'm going deeper in the ground.
Yeah.
What happens with these trailer-mounted machines, they're faster. That's why they use them.
Yeah, yeah. Tony, we're about running out of time. Let me get you 800 number again.
800-256-1010. 800-256-1010.
Tony Arpino with Atlas Foundation works all over the state of Mississippi. Would love to hear from you anytime. And even if you have questions about your sidewalk that's got a gap under it, he can help answer that. So thank you, Tony, for your time, and we appreciate it very much. Have yourself a great weekend.
Okay. Thank you, buddy.
Tony Arpino with Atlas Foundation. Take a short break. Be right back. Don't go away.
Little red rooster's on the prowl.
Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the Mississippi State Board of Contractors.
Whether you're a rebel, a bulldog, a golden eagle, or just a sports fan, Super Talk Mississippi has got a podcast for you. For you. Sports Talk Mississippi, The Rebel Report, Thunder and Lightning, the Super Talk Eagle Hour are all now available for you. And it's all free. Free. Get them all on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Super Talk
Bulldog. Previously recorded.
I am the sun and the air of the shyness that has come out of the border.
Oh, now we have to talk.
Damn.
All right, let's get to it and do some handyman stuff. Because we've got a music segment coming up, which is going to take a pretty good while. We want to get it done. So, but at any rate, a lot of almost all screen doors are wooden or storm doors, even whether they're wooden or glass or fiberglass or aluminum. They just generally have pneumatic openers on them, and some of them have two pneumatic openers on them. Most of them just have one. And if your door is not closing all the way, and when you go to close it, it just stays like three-quarters of the way open or a quarter of the way open, or maybe it's slamming too hard when it's closing. Well, those pneumatic openers on those screen doors or storm doors are adjustable, and the amount of pressure they allow will let the door close properly and slowly even so it won't slam. And you can adjust those, and those should be adjusted. That's something that from time to time a door is just going to act that way. And who knows why? It could be a million reasons why the door is not closing properly or why it's slamming. But the adjustment is so simple, and it's so easy to do. A little more difficult with two because you have to find the right balance. But you will, and if you work it, you will find out for sure. And that's one of the things that I think that are important to just point out to people. Well, one of my crazy friends, and believe me, all of my friends are crazy.
It takes one to know one.
Yeah, all my friends are that way. They just. That's. I mean, I must attract craziness.
I know I do. That's why I'm single right now. I've just given up. I mean, I think that like my crazy gets multiplied by 10 when I date. It's like, oh my God, what am I doing to myself here?
I gave that up a long time. It's like, no. But goodness. I've been married enough, and I know enough to know. Say, I don't need that baggage anymore. anymore.
I'm not. It maybe is I pick poorly. I mean, they always look great. It's just the problem is that maybe I'm just,
it's,
you know.
It's betwixt their ears.
Well, and I think it's betwixt mine. Crazy attracts crazy, but I think there's a magnifier on my attractor.
Yeah, well.
It's like it's almost like mosquitoes. If you walk outside and you're sweating, you're going to have 400 of them on you.
Yeah, in a heartbeat. But anyway, one of my crazy friends said one of the toughest jobs he has ever done as far as handyman work is he took a piece of farmhouse furniture and was tearing it all apart and trying to make a pallet out of it.
A pallet?
Going backwards.
Yeah, that sounds like reverse engineering.
Reverse engineering. And he said, that was a tough chore. I said, Aubrey, there's something wrong with you, that's for sure. That's the kind of crazy friends
he was just doing it just to see if he could.
I think so, and I think he did accomplish it, but it did take him longer than he thought. So that's interesting. But I do have a lot of crazy friends.
Pallets don't look like they would be fun to make. You know, like that job seems very repetitious. And
really?
It just would not be a whole lot of fun to do.
But where would the world be without pallets?
Exactly. And that was my other – that was where I was going. It's like, thank you for whoever built all those.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
I mean, everything gets shipped on those things.
Everything. And you can get pallets of any shape, any size, any type, either a long 8-foot pallet that'll hold plywood or just a regular pallet. Hey – pallets are great. Pallets really are. It's a good tool to have, for sure. Well, a lot of people try to keep their drains clean, and they want to keep them always working properly. And they do use baking soda and white vinegar, which is really better than any kind of chemical you'll ever get. The chemicals just not good for your drain, period. They're just really not good. The best way to go about this is use the baking soda and the white vinegar and use that about once a month down your drain, and it'll clean all of your drains, and it'll clean all of your drains out. And then follow it with – they make an enzyme which actually goes down your drain and will actually eat away at cleaning your pipes out. And the enzymes eat all of the product that sits in the bottom of your drainage pipes and will slowly eating those. And if you do that on a regular basis, you're not going to have plumbing problems with drainage is concerned. That helps so very much doing just that kind of thing. So that's something that I think is important to know. People need to do that. But
have you seen that commercial that some – they're like plumbers.
Yeah.
But they apparently have some technology that they can put into those pipes now that expands like a foam almost.
Right.
And then it pushes everything out.
Yeah.
And it looks like a boa constrictor an anaconda.
Yes.
The way that thing comes out. And, a plumber's please, is that something
You can actually buy something like that at the big box home centers, and Rebel Hardware has it too as well. And it's a good product because it does do a thorough job in cleaning it out. And I think that's important to know. That's a good way to clean it for sure and make sure that it stays clean. But if you use the enzymes and you use them on a regular basis, you're not going to have any kind of buildup at all. And the buildup inside your drainage pipe is like plaque in your veins. It starts slowing the flow of water down and not allowing to have the water come down all the way. So check that out. That's just the best way to do it. Is those enzymes work very, very well. But the thing that Lance was just talking about works well too as well, if indeed you have to get your drains cleaned.
And I guess it would just – if you're dealing with something like on a septic tank, would that be bad for the tank?
I don't know. I would think not, but I don't know that for sure because, if I have a weakness, it's septic tanks. I grew up with in a house that had septic tanks, but still I really don't have a good grasp on how to care for them regular. I know RID works really well, and you use that regularly down your septic tank, but I don't know enough about them to really answer that question. So I'm gonna plead on that one. That's for sure. All right.
And before we get a question, and you know we're going to get it today, because we're at that time of year where they're going to say, what is that cleaning solution that you always use? Joe Max.
Joe Max. Oh, yeah.
On the mix real quick.
I used to give a solution out for cleaning and washing a house to get ready for a paint job. But I found that the Joe Max, it might be a tad more expensive, but it works so well. Joe Max is a concentrate. It works in your garden sprayer. You put as much Joe Max in there. You follow it with some bleach, and then you finish it with water. And then you just spray it on your surface. And what it does, it not only cleans the surface, but it also eats your mold and also eats your mold spores that are behind the mold. So check it out. It's worth doing. All right. We've got national news coming your way, Fox National News coming your way, and then we're going to kick off a music segment, a pretty long music segment. We're going to mostly focus on what's going on at Cathead Jam next weekend, and we'll have a guest on board from Ardenland. So,
just about said Cat House.
I did, just about. I'm not going to comment on that. All right, we'll be back in just a short minute. You listen to the Handyman Show on Buddy Slark right here.
Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties, if it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the Super Talk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. Super Talk Mississippi. Whether you're brand new to the DIY craze or a seasoned veteran, The Handyman Show has something for you. Buddy Slowick shares tips and tricks on everything from odd jobs to complete build-outs, from small home repairs to serious construction. So no matter if you're at the master carpenter level or not quite sure how to use a level, The Handyman Show answers your questions with a healthy dose of humor and some great music, too. Saturdays.
Hi. This show was previously recorded.
Song called Brown Eyed Lover, Alan Stone. And sitting with me today, just a lot easier to look at than Aaron. I'm going to say that for sure.
You mean Arden or Aaron or both?
I mean, a lot easier to look at than Arden. Yeah. But we've got Aaron Reed is with us. Aaron is from Ardenland. And she's going to tell us a little bit about the artist. Like, tell us a little bit about Alan. And good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I just love doing this show. It's so much fun. We're having so much good time. But we are about to head into a music segment. And we're going to feature Cathead Jim, which is coming up next weekend. And a little later, I'll get you to talk more about that. But right now, tell us a little about Alan Stone.
Yeah, so Brown Eyed Lover, that's actually my favorite song I've listened to of his so far.
Yeah.
So Alan Stone's awesome. He grew up in Washington, actually. He was a pastor's son, which I feel like gives a lot of influence into his music now.
Yeah.
You can tell he has that soul, that R&B kind of gospel vibe to him, which I absolutely love. It's definitely something new and fun, and it's a nice take on kind of a gospel feel.
Sure.
But he's really fun. He has a really good energy and vibe, and his live shows are known for being super just energetic and exciting. He wears these fun hats and really interacts with the crowd and just gets everyone hype. And I'm really excited to hear him at Cathead Jam. I think he's going to be an awesome headliner.
Is he going to play both days at Cathead?
So he's the Saturday headliner.
Okay.
So he'll just be there for the Saturday show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But he is the Saturday headliner. That's great. Looking very forward. I told Arden I can't go this year. I'd really love to go because it's just a fun place to. It really, and that's a great venue by Cathead. It really is.
Yeah.
And, it's downtown Jackson for those of you who don't know, but it's so easy to get to, and. I'm going to leave it up to you as to whether you want to talk about ticket prices or not. That's totally, I don't care. It's totally up to you. But at any rate, we're going to move ahead with a group called High Fade and Burnt Toast and Coffee. When I started looking at this thing about, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago, Burnt Toast and Coffee was not getting that much play. But on YouTube over the past week or so, it's gotten well over a million plays, and it's going crazy. So tell us a little bit about High Fade. What are they all about?
Yeah, so I'm really personally looking forward to this band. I think they're my favorite so far of kind of the lineup. Burnt Toast and Coffee is what introduced me, as well as they have a song called Gossip that's really fun, very funky. This is a funk rock trio out of Scotland, actually, which is going to be cool to have someone, you know, kind of far away come over for the jam. But, their song Burnt Toast and Coffee has actually gone viral online, and so that's, I think, where those millions of plays are coming from. People are using it on, you know, sound bites for their videos and stuff. What's cool about them is that they sound like way more than just three people.
Oh, they
to
sure
me,
do.
Whenever I listen to their stuff.
I absolutely do.
You would think it's a 5-6 piece band, but here we are with three guys that are just jamming out, having fun.
Knocking
and
it out.
Making some really fun music.
Sounds
good. It's going to be great.
Well, let's listen to High Fade doing Burnt Toast and Coffee.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds more like a five-piece than it does a trio, for sure. Burnt Toast and Coffee, good group, a high fade. Wonderful voice, too. Wonderful voice. Moving ahead, we're going to talk about a group called Shadowgrass, and they're doing a song called On and On. Tell us, Aaron, tell us about Shadowgrass.
Yeah, so Shadowgrass is kind of our bluegrass hit of the year. Uh-huh. You know, Cathead Jam has a pretty array, you know, a group, different miscellaneous kinds of music. But right. Shadowgrass is pretty cool because they actually grew up together as children, this group did.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were friends as children, you know, played music together as younglings. Wow. And then they've grown up to this really cool band, and they've become a pretty, you know, quickly rising in the bluegrass scene. They've got some awards here and there, and they definitely have a chemistry. You can tell that they probably grew up together, you know each other very well.
Are they family?
Well, I don't think they're related, but I think they just maybe, I think they grew up around the Virginia, North Carolina area.
Oh yeah, in the Blue Ridge area.
Yeah, they just came together and started jamming, and now they have these really cool, powerful performances where you can tell that they have, like, a, you know, familiarity with each other.
Well, great. Let's give a listen to Shadowgrass, On and On. That song is going to make some people out there pretty happy. Jerry Brooks is going to be for jumping up and down for sure, going,
man, I'm all over that.
Been waiting for him and us to play some bluegrass for a
while. Oh, I love it. That's going to go into the rotation in the week now. And my bird dog, Hawk, in here, it woke him up. He's like, this is my kind of music, Dad. Yes, sir.
Come on, Hawk. Get with it.
Get ready. That's bird chasing music right there.
Expand your horizons,
that's
Hawk.
That's bird chasing music, man.
Hey, kind of a sidebar. We got a picture on our text machine with a bedboard made out of pallet wood, and it looks great. Larry, I think Larry sent it to us. It looks great. It looks wonderful, Larry. Thank you for that. All right, moving ahead. A group from, you'll never guess where they're from, is some strange town called Jackson, Mississippi, and they're called Pothole Paradise from Jackson. Do a song called Up in Colorado. But tell us, Aaron, a little about Pothole Paradise, and what's a group from Jackson doing on Cathead stage?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just love that name, Pothole Paradise. I mean, come on.
It's so true.
It fits Jackson really, really well.
Exactly, yeah. I just already they had me hooked with that because if you're from the area, you just get it, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I really love this group. Ardenland, Cathead Jam, we try to give stages to our local people just as much as these really awesome people that have already, you know, maybe made it in the eyes of the industry.
Sure.
So that's where Pothole Paradise comes in. And so they are a really fun group of just high school kids that got together and started playing. And now they played a show back at Dueling Hall in December. They actually played two, and one of them completely sold out. So
Wow. They
are definitely, you know, hip with the crowd, you know, kind of pulling in that younger group. And they're really fun to watch. They just have a lot of energy. They just really have that chemistry together on stage that they are just really loving to be there. And they're just happy to be there, and you can tell.
It's great. And you mentioned Dueling Hall, and it's just such a great venue to go. You see so many great acts there. I mean, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of people. And back before Thalia Murrah had all that mildew and mold stuff, Arden used to put a lot of shows in there, and I went to almost every one of them. Widespread Panic I saw down in Hattiesburg, I think, two or three times. I've seen them all, so
yeah.
It's so fun. But
well, I wanted to mention, since we're getting close to the break, we have this song and two others left. You want to play this one on the finish it out and then come in with the next two so y'all can?
Yeah, that's
okay,
probably
just making sure. Yeah.
All right.
I didn't want y'all to be in a hurry to try to sandwich it all in. So
yeah, we can't sandwich it all in.
No, you'd have to cut them down to 20 seconds apiece.
Really? All right, Pothole Paradise up in Colorado.
Growing up to Colorado without any plans, don't know anyone, I guess I'll make new friends to pass the time. I saw you standing there looking at me, told me that you never want me to leave, but now I'm gone. Well, sometimes I think you're right, but it's too late. I'm leaving tonight.
Get the news that matters to Mississippi on Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Middays with Gerard Gibbert. Each weekday starting at 10 a.m., Gerard brings you a spirited debate on the key stories of the day with the newsmakers and powerful reporting on the issues you care about. Listen on your local Super Talk station or anywhere you get Super Talk Mississippi. And watch the show live on C Spire Channel 70, Super Talk TV, and on the Super Talk Mississippi app.
Hey, it's Richard Cross, Super Talk Mississippi. Every afternoon, catch the college football fix on Sports Talk Mississippi, driven by Ford. Speaking of Ford, as we approach 250 years of American values, Ford is here for those who build America. Those who believe that giving everything we've got today will pay off tomorrow, who will drive America forward for 250 years to come. If that's who you are, you value what we value. Now offering employee pricing. American value for American values. Visit your local Mississippi Ford dealer to learn more.
We've sent that rib van.
Show was previously recorded.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. You make it look so easy walking out that door. Packed all your things, said you gone home. So what I do now, what did a girl text my phone? What I do now, did I stay out way too long? I guess I never know, you're gone, and I'm here. So I'ma drink myself blind. Another Saturday night in these pines. I'm gonna dance the same. Mama called as soon as you left, girl. Said you eat someone else, girl. Said he's got light eyes, fuse on. So what you do now, boy, did a girl text you phone? What you do now, did you stay out way too long? I guess you never know, she's gone, you're there. So I'ma drink myself blind.
We're going to extend the music segment a little bit today because we have a lot to cover. So that was Cassius Culpepper, a song called Out of My Mind. Tell us a little bit about Cassius.
Yeah, Cassius's story is really interesting. So he's from Alabama,
yeah,
born and raised. But he actually started his singer-songwriting journey while he was deployed for the Navy in Spain.
Wow.
So, yeah, he just started learning covers to songs and playing with, you know, the people he was around. And
sure.
Yeah, eventually once he got back home, he just kind of started playing around the Mississippi Gulf Coast, going to bars where he could get in, and just started from there. So he's very, like, you know, roots. Like, he has done it from the ground up. He just started where he was, and now he's going on tour with Jelly Roll. So
wow.
Yeah.
So he's doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. I admire listening to him, and I haven't heard a lot about him beforehand, so this is, like, new to me as well.
Yeah.
And it's like, I like it. I really do like it.
Me too.
Some of the stuff is so good. It's so good. All right. We're going to top this thing off with a tuba crew, and they're going to do a song called Hang Ten. And let's listen to a little bit, too, of Tuba Crew. Hang Ten.
Thank you.
Tuba Crew, great group from North Carolina. Tell us a little bit about Tuba Crew. And they're mostly, they are an instrumental band.
Yeah. Yeah, they, if you're a music lover, I feel like you really love them because they have such a unique sound. They take a lot of influence from West African music.
Yes.
Which you kind of heard a little bit as we got into it more. They kind of seasoned it in. But I love that. I feel like that's not something you really hear a lot.
Right.
You know, like in this day and age, it's not, you don't hear a lot of that. And it's so cool to hear their just completely unique sound that they bring out. And it's just, I feel like you're entranced in it a little as you listen. Like I was just sitting there really getting into it because like, it's just, it's so unique. It's so different.
Sometimes I'll sit at home and I've got two or three stereos in the house. And at night, I won't even turn the TV on. I'll just listen to the stereo and go, yeah, I can do this for a couple hours.
Yeah.
I just listen to the voices in my head. Keeps me very entertained.
Well, the voices in your head would.
Yeah. Well, Aaron, hey, look, that's a very interesting and eclectic grouping of music that you're going to have at Cathead Jam.
Yeah.
I know this has to be one of the best jobs in the world to get to actually promote music and hang out with people and bands and come on to shows like this and tell us about stuff we don't know. How did you fall into this? Or was this something you went to school and said, I want to get into music promotion and Arden Barnett is the guy I want to follow around and learn from?
Well, it's a unique story for me. I graduated from Mississippi State at kind of an odd time.
That's okay, yeah.
It was in December.
What do you mean, that's okay? That's great.
I'm an old Miss guy.
Well, Mississippi State's the good part.
My kids went to state, so I'm upper state.
I graduated at kind of a weird time, though, and I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I went to a conference, and it ended up working out that it was like a friend of a friend situation, and I was able to get in and do the marketing, and it's been really fun. It's definitely opened me up to a whole new world, for sure.
Sure.
I didn't know I wanted to do this whenever I graduated, but here I am, and it's been going great. So it's definitely been a unique experience, complete learning, and it's definitely opened me up to a new world of, you know, the music world, especially locally.
The beauty of it is not everybody is qualified to do marketing, and it really takes a special kind of individual to do that, to one, know how to speak, and two, to how to communicate and how to get people's attention.
Right. It's hard.
It's hard. But when you find the key to get their attention, that works really, really, really well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Crystal Springs, actually. So, you know, right over yonder, but I claim Jackson for the most part.
I do, too. I live in Pearl, and I have for many, many years, and I still, people say, where
Crystal
do you live?
Crystal Springs is famous for its gravel pits and horses.
And tomatoes.
And maters, too.
I had a friend of my mother's lived down there, and she had a nice spread with horses and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people that have made some money down there on some gravel.
Yeah,
I know, that's right.
Man, and it's such a beautiful area. I always loved going down and visiting.
Yeah, it's a nice town. It really is. I like Crystal Springs a lot. It's a nice.
Have you gotten used to the pothole paradise?
Yeah, okay. That's for sure. Hey, I mean, you know, you grow up around it anyway, so it's like nothing at this point.
Yeah, just avoid them if you can.
Exactly.
Being a state fan, are you going to make it up to the regional this weekend to, you know, get back together with old friends and reminisce and all that good old stuff?
You know, I'm not making it up there, but I'm supporting from home for sure.
Yeah.
I do love my Mississippi State. Me and my husband both graduated from there. So,
fantastic.
You know, and my brother, too. So we all love Mississippi
State. That's good. Well, Arden's going to keep her pretty anyway.
That's right.
Is Arden on a motorcycle across country right now, or is he actually in the vicinity of Mississippi?
For once, he's in the vicinity. Just because he's got to be. We got too much going on.
Talking about another guy that you or job that you would have to envy. Now, it hasn't been easy, I know, for him, because he's been doing this for a long time. And you put a lot of risk on the line to make these types of things happen, personal and financial and all that. But, you know, at this point in his career, it's got to be extremely rewarding to see the fruits of his labors. I mean, he needs to write a book, honestly, because of it's kind of like, you know, when you have all these recipes, somebody wants to know. Well, all that he's done in the last 30 years is just remarkable. And I would love to be the one. He says, Lance, Come on with me. Let's hop on a motorcycle and let's just – let me dictate.
Yeah.
Give me my earpiece or something.
I think you or I have a lot of trouble keeping up with him.
I'll get me a speed bike and just give me a Bluetooth so he can just talk the whole way out to, like, Utah, and I'll just record it.
Take notes.
But, I mean, seriously, it has to be cool to have somebody like Arden to work with, learn from. Yeah. And really the book of work that he's done is it's like an encyclopedia.
He knows so many groups and people, and he very much likes something different most of the time, different than the standard fare that you hear on the radio all the time playing. And that's what we try and do on the music segment here, is something different, and always try to do something that people maybe they haven't heard before, mm-hmm. but still is a great, great sound. So
absolutely.
That's something we always work toward. But Arden's lucky to have a person like you.
Thank you.
And Arden, thank you a lot for letting her come on the air with us. We miss you, but that's okay. We'll see you sometime down the road. But at any rate, thank you very much for being with us.
I appreciate what
you had to share. And there are groups we didn't mention that are going to be at Cathead. But tell us, before you go.
Yeah, parking, logistics, money.
Yeah, tell us a little more. A lot of people are concerned about, you've been going downtown Jackson, it's so safe. But it's a different type of venue.
It's a different type of vibe. It's going to be... we have security, if that makes anyone feel any better.
Everywhere.
But it's going to be really fun. Last year was actually my first year at Cathead Jam, and it was so fun to watch it transform and see people come together. But it really is, it's like a family-friendly event. You know, bring your kids, bring your friends, you know, come out and enjoy the day. It's obviously the beautiful lawn at Cathead Distillery.
Yeah,
and then,
it's beautiful.
We'll have tons of boutique vendors, and we'll have food vendors. Obviously, the bars will be open with amazing drink options. So it's a lot of different vibes going on. We're going to have a DJ this year, too. So Java Chapman from MPB is going to come over and DJ for us in between sets, is really going to be fun. So
cool.
Yeah, it's just a great day to hang out and just be a part of the community and, get some sun.
Yeah, and going to downtown Jackson is a whole lot different going to that place. It's just like I've even gone there at night with my granddaughter, and it was like wonderful. It's just a great.
I worked across the street from that, and when I mean across the street, like literally right across the street at the Arts Pavilion for a while back, long time ago, early 2000s. But that building that Cathead is now was just an old derelict, abandoned, looked like an armory, stuff grown up all over it, and really all you could see was the front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my executive director and I, we would always say, man, what a cool building that would be one day for someone to either turn into a concert hall or something. And then Cathead comes in years later, rescues that, and turns it into a vibrant, thriving business that has brought so much life to the capital city. So thank you guys.
That's not only the capital city, but the entire state.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, the festival season is upon us.
And it's so cool to see Cathead's vodka in other states.
Yes.
Indeed. I was in Nashville earlier this year and saw some Cathead, and I was like, oh, that's like so cool to see, hometown represented, it's really cool.
Is there anything people shouldn't get in the venue or they shouldn't bring?
Yes. Obviously, no weapons, drugs, things like that. But for the most part, we're pretty chill,
Yeah.
We're just, bring a chair, bring some sunscreen or a little
blanket.
Can they
coolers?
Oh, that's actually, no coolers.
Okay.
But we do have little cute cooler bags that, we give out if you get a certain amount of drinks.
Sure.
So, there's options if you come have fun and hang out.
Plenty of restrooms, plenty of places to...
And then parking. What is the parking scenario?
Yeah, so we have a few lots around the area. Some of them are going to be roped off for, staff and things. But there's going to be a few open spaces. I should have pulled up the map so I could tell you exactly where. But last year, I heard no complaints about parking. There was plenty of parking around the surrounding lots.
Yeah.
So, or the street parking is also always available. So.
Well, I went down there... in the evening, when the evening had just started on one day, and I always take my truck down there. I won't take my car down there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel safer with my truck. It's just easier to do. But at any rate, I appreciate you being here. Plenty of parking when I no trouble at all. But thank you very much for the time you spent with us. Yes. And we're going to get back to doing some handyman stuff before they fire us. And thank you again, Aaron. I appreciate it. Aaron Reed with Ardenland. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Handyman Show right here. Take a short break. Be back. Don't you go away. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Halito, this is Choctaw Princess Lexi Rodriguez inviting you to celebrate the 76th Choctaw Indian Fair, July 14th through the 18th.
Enjoy performances from top artists Natalie Grant, Clay Walker, Warren Ziders, and Busta Rhymes. Experience Choctaw art, food, dancing, and carnival rides. Ignite your competitive spirit with Res Run, Iron Warrior, Volleyball, and the Cornhole Tournament. Visit ChoctawIndianFair.com and like us on Facebook.
Hope to see you there. Hachapisa Lajigit.
Thinking about that big home project? In Mississippi, the law requires a licensed contractor for residential projects, including new home construction over $50,000, home remodeling or improvements, including roofing over $10,000. All subcontractors performing residential, electrical, plumbing, or HVAC work on new home construction projects over $50,000 or home improvement projects over $10,000. Don't risk your investment. Visit msboc.us to verify a contractor's license today. A message from the Mississippi State.
Nowadays,
this show was previously recorded.
That's a tribute to Perez, my co-worker. He would play that once a week, I think, for many years. And when I first started working with Paul, I had several listeners go, "What about Stranglehold?" And I was like, "I don't know what they're talking. I know the song. I didn't know they were referring to the song. I thought they wanted me to put Paul in a stranglehold."
Isn't that synonymous with Perez?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So they were like, Perez would play it at least once a week, or more. And I finally was like, "Oh, okay, I get what you're saying now." So I love the song. So I've got like three different versions of it. I play. Yeah, anytime I play it, I think of Perez.
Well,
about that first like few days on the job, they're going, "Hey, if you're not going to play Stranglehold, why are you even here?
What are you here for?" good song. Nugent's kind of crazy anyway.
Oh, goodness. You just look at his eyes.
He fits like right in with Perez. All right. Man. Handyman stuff. You know where your vent outside allows the dryer vent kit to vent, where it's either a louvered or it's a round door that opens with the air from the dryer vent actually blew. Well, when you check that out on the outside, if you have lint on your louvers or lint on your door or lint building up there, then there's a really good chance that your dryer vent needs cleaning out. And it should be cleaned out because it can, the lint in there can actually catch on fire and it can create a fire, which is a lot of that happens. And the best thing to do is just keep that dryer vent system as clean as you possibly can. And it's pretty easy to do. You do have to disconnect the dryer vent hose from the dryer. And actually, there's a number of ways you can clean that out. They make brushes to do that. You can blow that, clean it out with a blower. A leaf blower works really, really well. You stick that hose over the leaf blower and blow that sucker out, and it works great. So that works really well. I like it. Hey, Revel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores. The sound of my voice, Rebel Ace, has been around a long, long time. And they do have many stores in the central Mississippi area and work all over the place trying to make sure that you get what you need. When you talk about barbecue season, boy, do they have the stuff at Rebel Ace Hardware. They've got grills, and they've got charcoal, and they've got propane. They've got whatever you want as far as a grill is concerned. A big green egg or something. They've got that as well. So you check out my friends at Rebel Ace. Now, next to their hardware store in Pearl is a power equipment center with zero-turn mowers and all sorts of great mowers. And not only do they sell all the equipment and the trailers that haul that all with, they sell those as well, but they have a storeroom full of equipment to repair, and they have a repair center where they can actually take a Gravely mower and bring it right into tip-top shape. And having a zero-turn mower, yeah, you should get it serviced regularly, and it'll keep working for you again and again and again. Zero-turn mowers are great. Expensive, but they're still very great. And then there's the robotics. They have a whole person, Robert Brooks is Dunaway's son, is in charge of their robotic area, which works on lawn mowers and just all sorts of things, because everything in the next few years is going to be robotic.
even you and I probably.
Yeah, we probably. No, I don't think we're replaceable.
Well, you know, I mean, if I asked my dad one day, I said, if they ever come out with a way for you to live 100 years longer, but you have to be a cyborg, you're like half man, half robot, would you do it? He goes, I'm in.
Well, I think what we do for a living here at Super Talk is more like old school radio, and we try and practice that every way by letting the listeners know who they're listening to, who the host is, and we're doing the same thing every week so that you can really catch up to really who we are and what we're doing.
Well, if AI ever gets as interesting as you are or I am or our host, then maybe we will be out of a job, but I don't think that they can do that.
No.
I mean, it's a code. You know, they're just using something somebody else has put in there and learning on their own and stuff. But I don't believe you can turn a computer into true comedy or true insight like that. You're always going to know the wordiness and the lack of just normal terminology or dialect.
Yeah.
It's just not personal. Even though it may be a great conduit to learning
and
efficiencies, but you'll never get the personality out of it, I don't think.
Yeah, it's a great tool, and I really think it is a great tool, but I think it needs to be kept under wraps a little bit and keep control over what's going on with it, and we'll be okay with that. And it will – it's already producing great value in the medical industry and places like that. So it really does a great job in helping all that out. AI is something that I think a lot of people really need to get a better understanding of what that is and not be so afraid of it, because it works very, very well.
I think one of the things, you know, it's also, it's hard to make a profit in it. It's very costly, labor intensive to get it going, big money spent on the energy and the water and all that. So at this point, we're just not to that critical mass where you see profit. And so that's something that most people don't talk about. They talk about the things that generally can be mitigated, you know, water and energy and sound and, you know, looking at it that way. As we had Ashby Foote on yesterday on Mary's show talking about the new data centers here.
Right.
And he did a great job of explaining some of the worries people have. He being a financial advisor and a city councilman, understanding some of those questions and some of those worries and how you mitigate those things. And a lot of it's transparency.
Yeah.
You know, just knowing what you're getting into.
Right.
But, it's not much to be scared of out there. It's just, you know, using the right land for it and putting them in the right place and making sure they have, you know, the type of safeguards you need and all that. But it's an interesting concept.
It is, and it's great.
A lot of jobs.
It's great that Mary had someone like that on board that could actually explain the difference in the ins and outs of AI.
Well, and if you're interested, that is always – we put that out on YouTube on Tuesday and Fridays. That show will be the one with Ashby Foote. But he does a great job of illustrating some of the questions, answering some of those, mitigating some of those. So, you know, if you have those types of things, like I said, just – get in the conversation. Don't just spew worry.
Be a part of what we do.
There's two sides of every coin.
Yeah, we have
success and failure. There's always the good and the bad and the ugly. And in this case, everything kind of has that.
Or you know how I feel about failure. Failure is nothing but a chance to learn.
You got to figure out how to move forward. And Mississippi is doing that. We've recruited a lot of those businesses.
Man, Mississippi has come so far in the past
industry stuff coming
20
in.
Years. You figure how far Mississippi's come in the last 20 years or so. It's amazing how we're really, in some areas of the country, we're actually leading some of the areas. So that's great. Mississippi's a great state, and it's underrated at this point, but I think there'll be a time where it'll be important enough. Hey, couple hours, you've been listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show, and we do it each and every Saturday, and we won't do a music segment every Saturday that long. I thought that one was special, and we should do something like that. So enjoy you very much, and talk to you next Saturday right here on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Slowick, the Rock and Roll Handyman, and be talking to you next week. Bye-bye.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows
live and on demand.
Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app.
The Super Talk Mississippi app.
Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now
for free.
Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now. No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.fm. There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good.
In Mississippi, with our ever-changing weather, termites and household pests can disrupt your family life and take a toll on your home. Family Termite understands that these economic times are hard on everybody. To help you and your family out, we're offering flexible payment plans. Call Family Termite and let us help protect your home. 601-933-1014. 601-933-1014. Or reach us at www.family-termite.com.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.